This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
I bet you didn't know that some of you can live in Asia on just the amount of your new Obamacare premium increase alone. Shocking, I know. Options for early retirement, second or primary residence, visas, legal, business startup. Admit it, you've thought about it for years. It's time. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down-and-dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement? Some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. Dan, the man, is now in the control room. The phone number is 800-313-9443. We've got callers waiting. But before I get to them, I wanted to comment on that last commercial that we just listened to, the Asia Run Like Hell guide, where they're talking about how medical procedures are just amazingly less expensive in other countries. In fact, you can fly to these other countries, have the procedure, and come back and still spend less than getting the procedure here in the United States. Now, we know the Department of Justice is wrapping up an investigation into auto parts suppliers for price fixing and collusion to agree to overprice their products uniformly so there's no place to go other than paying the high price. I think it's time that we investigate if that's been going on in the medical industrial complex. Because there really is no reason for these medical procedures to be this expensive in the United States of America when they are so much less expensive in all these other countries. I would understand a small uplift. Cost of living is more expensive here. Cost of rent and so forth is more expensive here. But when we're talking about getting a procedure in another country for 10% of what you pay here in the United States of America, something's going on. Are they colluding to fix prices? Probably. We already know they're uplifting their prices to sort of offset the discounts they're forced to give the insurance providers. It's all driven by money. All righty, let's see, back to the phones. Dan in Oregon, aloha, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, Mike, thank you for accepting the call. I just really have one quick question, and I'll hang up and get the answer on the radio. I always have the sneaky feeling that Obama somehow is going to try to, you know, finagle a third term, whether it be by martial law or whatever. Have you noticed any nuances or any statements, written or verbal, that may give an indication perhaps he's thinking in that line? And that's my question, and I'll hang up.
You know something? Every single president in their second and final term starts musing about, oh, how wonderful it would be if I could run for a third term. Of course, that is limited by the 22nd Amendment to the Constitution of the United States of America. And the only way to get around that is to repeal that amendment, and the only way to repeal that amendment is with another amendment, and you're going to need three-quarters of the states to ratify that. And at this point, you're going to run into a little bit of a brick wall, because all of those state politicians dream of the White House someday, and it's not going to be made easier by allowing the same president to stay there term after term after term after term after term. They want their chance at it. And so I don't think this is going to go anywhere at all. Now, in the context of declaring a national emergency, suspending the Constitution, and naming himself president for life, that, I think, really would trigger an armed uprising by the American people. So I don't think he's going to try and go and do that. We're going to switch over to Kyle in Philadelphia. Aloha, Kyle. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Well, I wanted to go back to the conversation that we were having about rights in America and some of the statements that these congressmen and senators say. And you have to realize these people are idiots. These are the same people who think that Guam will tip over if there's more than 100,000 people on it. And the only reason why they're in the position that they're in right now is because they have the right last name and they don't know a lot, and so they'll listen to what the lobbyists and the corporations tell them. Mm-hmm. That's not to say that they don't have an agenda, but there's also a big failure on the part of the American people. You know, 200 years ago, the best-selling reading and the best-selling novels weren't, you know, Twilight or Fifty Shades of Grey. It was Thomas Paine and his works. And people didn't sit at home and watch TV. They went to the public house and they debated things like rights and where they come from and how government should be run. And I think we've lost a great deal of the sense of responsibility that comes with being an American citizen. That this
I would disagree. I would disagree because obviously looking at the readership at whatreallyhappened.com and the listenership to Republic Broadcasting, we are the new public house and we are engaging in debate about what's going on. Now, we don't have the chips and the tankard of ale to go along with that, which may be a good thing. But Americans are getting together on social media and on the independent media and on the blogs. And that's why the NSA spent so much of your tax money to spy on the doings there, just like the British tried to plant spies and informants inside the public houses. And they tried to cut down the Liberty Tree. And, of course, they would simply pick another tree and say, that's the Liberty Tree now. And so we're seeing a lot of parallels between what's going on now and what was going on in 1776. And certainly my experience over the last 3 to 4 months talking with ordinary people around me in the supermarket and shops and the food distribution programs, they're very much picking up on what's going on. And they've reached the point of being willing to talk about it and say publicly the government is wrong. And so that movement is building to the point where the American people are just going to say it's time to pull the plugs. Now, on the issue of rights, that Bill of Rights, as I said before, is non-negotiable. The federal government is the legal, legitimate government only when it plays by the rules of the Constitution. And the instant it stands up there and exceeds its constitutional authority or dares to tell us the rights don't apply to you any longer, they have delegitimized themselves. And we, the American people, need to start thinking in terms of a government that isn't legitimate ruling this land. Because it isn't. Every new statement coming out of their mouths, like Senator Chuck Schumer saying we have to revise the First Amendment, he's delegitimized himself and the entire Congress with that statement. Kyle, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I thought you had another comment.
Yeah, no, I do. The thought that we need to somehow change the Bill of Rights and the Constitution rather than changing our actions to fit the Bill of Rights and Constitution is a clear sign that there's an issue in, you know, the morality of the people and the government, and that should be, I mean, that should be, you know, the Holy Bible stuff. That should be things of thou shalt not.
It should be, but our government's getting too big for its britches, and it's decided, hey, the rules shouldn't apply to us. We're the new nobility. We can get away with murder, you know, with drone strikes and everything. The rules, they're just for the serfs and the slaves to have to follow.
I think you bring up a very important point there. I mean, you look at somebody like Harry Reid, who's been in Congress for over 20 years, you know, and he lives in Washington, and that is his job. It's not supposed to be that way. You're supposed to maintain a job outside of government functions and go to Washington when Congress is in session and then return to your constituents and live amongst them so that you're truly acting in their best interest.
Well, that's certainly how it was set up, you know, when the nation was first created. Being a member of Congress was a part-time honor, and there wasn't a lot of pay associated with it. And, you know, these were people who knew how to make businesses run. They knew how to build things. They knew how to publish. They knew how to do whatever it was they did. They were connected with the real world and the needs of the real people and the economy. And this permanent ruling class that we've allowed to arise in our midst, as you say, most of them are pretty clueless. There are a few exceptions like Dr. Ron Paul, who went in there with another set of skills. But by and large, most of these politicians really don't know what they're talking about. Al Gore is a good example. He's out there pushing global warming and saying the temperature of the Earth's core is millions of degrees. He's utterly clueless about what he's trying to sell you.
And moreover, it used to be that the decisions and laws that these people made in Congress affected them on a daily basis. If they, you know, if they were in Congress 100 years ago and you wrote a law that, you know, we're protecting such and such lands for the dung beetle, then when you went home, you were subject to that law. And your land had to live to that, up to that standard. That's not the way it is today. People make these laws and they sit up on their high thrones and they dictate down to the people, and then they go about their own certain lifestyle, never being affected by the laws that they're implementing.
No, plus there's that insider trading advantage, which is all illegal. But, you know, I mean, they're there to make money. They're there to become very rich and very powerful, and they're really not concerned with ordinary Americans. You can tell that from the decline of our nation over the last 10 years. We have to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go back to the phones. David in Boston. Aloha, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Kuiana, Michael. That's like aloha in Yupik Eskimo, Michael.
Ah, what was that word again?
Kuiana.
Kuiana, okay.
Yeah, with a Q, Kuiana. It's just like aloha. They say
okay.
That up in Alaska, Yupik Eskimo. Hey, Have you heard of, Michael, have you heard of the case of Gabriel Diaz, the cab driver with Dominican roots in New York City that was wearing the swastika armband, and the ADL demanded that his taxi cab driver's license be revoked and so on and so forth? Have you heard about that case?
Yeah, I heard about it in passing, and I think I would, first of all, want to know why he put that thing on in the first place, but at the same time, it is protected speech under the First Amendment, at least until Chuck Schumer gets done with the First Amendment. And, of course, we always know that anybody who does anything involving swastika or Nazis, they're setting themselves up a target for the ADL and AIPAC and this hysterical preserve the orthodoxy at all costs machinery that is rampant across the nation.
Yeah, you know what I find ironic, Michael, is, you know, I was going to talk about these statues of the Virgin Mary and these stars of David dangling from the rearview mirror and all this, but you know, before I moved to Alaska, driving cab up in Alaska, during the 70s, I drove in New York City, Michael.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a I don't know if it's still there, but there was a notorious homosexual S&M sadomasochistic bar, ironically enough, in the meatpacking district, called the Mine Shaft.
Okay. Oh, I heard about that. Yeah. Never been there. I'm not into that scene. You know, pain hurts. I'm not interested in that kind of stuff. But
oh yeah, it was absolutely sickening. You know, this is a family show. I couldn't even tell you about it. But
I would prefer that you don't do that here.
Other than to say, Michael, we used to have to drive. People used to get in my cab in full Nazi regalia. These sadomasochistic homosexuals, and I'd have to take them to the mine shaft. And, you know, they were in full Nazi regalia and everything. And as far as I know, we weren't allowed to refuse them service. And some of them I even recognized as being New York City officials dressed up. You know, and they'd have fake Hitler mustaches on and whip.
Okay, now hang on here a second. We've got a little bit of a schism between the stories. I understand that for certain scenes and parties, Nazi regalia is just part of the costuming. I mean, Prince Harry was in a Nazi costume for some event that he was going to. Was this New York City cab driver wearing a Nazi armband just to wear a Nazi armband? It seems to me like we're comparing apples and oranges.
Evidently he believes in National Socialism as a form of government, but he insists he's not anti-Jewish or anti-Semitic or anything. He just believes in, he says he doesn't believe in International Socialism, which would probably be okay with the ADL communism, but he's a fervent believer in National Socialism just as a form of government.
Well, I don't know. I got to tell you, I have to wonder about this guy. First of all, you know, the Nazis lost the war, and I don't think anybody really wants to emulate them anymore. In fact, as we look at the beginnings of new nationalist socialism across Europe, they're not putting on Nazi regalia. They're coming up with new symbols. They want to de-link from the negative connotations of the Nazis. And so I think this guy maybe was trying to attract some attention, or maybe even the ADL put him up to it so they could make a big stink about it, because we know the ADL has done that before. Anyway, listen, thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. I want to get back to some police brutality stories here before we run out of the show. Apparently, up in Michigan, their prosecutor has called for the firing of a state trooper who pulled over an 18-year-old woman on a traffic violation and felt it was necessary to pull his gun on her. That is definitely inappropriate. That gun should not come out of the holster unless the officer is convinced he is in threat of his life and safety, and I don't think an 18-year-old hottie in a fast car qualifies. Meanwhile, down in San Diego, apparently $1 million in cash has gone missing from their offices. So I would start looking at those San Diego police officers and see if any of them are driving new hot fast cars. Now, apparently, there's a big stink. This is reported at 12160.info. And apparently, there was this incident where this journalist posted some public records on his blog to make a point. the attorney general of the state came in and ordered the journalist to remove these public records from his blog, which the attorney general does not have authority to do that in any of the 50 states, with the inevitable result that the records were immediately posted all over the internet. And that's a new reality that the government has to be aware of. Once it's on the net, you don't get to take it back. And these were public records. And we, the people, have a right to use those public records to underscore that corruption is taking place, that bad decision-making is taking place, that we are being lied to about things like Saddam's nuclear weapons and human-caused global warming. We have a right to do that, and that is protected by the First Amendment. It's probably why Chuck Schumer wants to take a meat axe to it. Now then, story coming out of CNN. As you're probably aware, the Apple devices now have this system where you can, if you're going through their iCloud, remotely lock and disable and even erase a stolen iPhone. Well, apparently that isn't a guarantee any longer. Hackers have figured out a way to completely reset the phone and, you know, start it up again and sell it. So they're putting all the security on there. We pay for it, and it turns out to not do what it's supposed to do. What do these locking features allow the government to do? Shut down all the iPhones and digital cameras that are Wi-Fi enabled and tablets that are around something going on the government doesn't want anybody to see. And I think the next step we're going to see will be that police cars are going to be outfitted with special jammers that are designed to disable cell phone cameras, tablet cameras, digital cameras that have Wi-Fi capability built into them. So if you're going to some kind of a protest, dig out that old digital pocket camera that doesn't have a Wi-Fi connection and take that along, because that one is currently jam-proof. Now, Tennessee, facing a shortage of the drugs used for lethal injection, has decided to bring back the electric chair. And again, I have a problem with all death penalty cases, because we know there's a great deal of fraud and corruption in the prosecution. We know that innocent people are sent to jail. Innocent people are sent to their deaths. It's estimated 5% of the people being executed in this country are innocent of the crime they're executed for. We had another story that came out. After 27 years on death row, they had to let a guy go. Turned out the prosecution had suppressed evidence that exonerated him. Happens all the time. And until we can restore life to those it is wrongfully taken from, we shouldn't take it in the first place. And I know I make a lot of jokes about tarring and feathering of bankers and yeehaw Iran for hanging their crooked bankers. But in all honesty, I can't support the death penalty. What if you get it wrong? And they do get it wrong. And we know this government, they won't admit that they're wrong. They're still trying to claim that Bruno Richard Hauptmann deserved what he got for the Lindbergh kidnapping. All right, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
happened? Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And over this last weekend, we had the March Against Monsanto, was all over the world. They did have a pretty sizable turnout. We had two, they were more sign wavings than marches here on the island of Oahu. Unfortunately, we spent most of the weekend under some major thunderstorms. But it does seem to indicate that public opinion has turned against this disastrous experiment with genetically modified organisms. And people are very concerned about the growing number of reports of physical harm and illness caused by these products. Monsanto, of course, is using their incredible political, financial, and lobbying clout to create a country in which we're not going to be told that the food we eat is not natural, that it's artificially produced. Even the USDA, which has their little certified organic emblem that people have been looking for to avoid GMO, they just revised their rules to say, well, a certain percentage of GMO is now acceptable. So even that logo is not a guarantee. We know states like Vermont have passed mandatory GMO labeling. We know that Monsanto is trying to lobby a federal law to make it illegal to tell people when they are eating GMO. This is all driven by desire for profit, with zero concern about potential harm to the public. But they're losing the war in the court of public opinion, just like the fracking people are losing the war. Now, there was a little bit of an hysterical article. This came out of Natural News talking about how nearly one quarter of the honeybees died over the winter. And this is an unsustainable rate. Now, yes, colony collapse disorder is a major problem. We've already reached the point where beehives are being trucked from farm to farm to farm to try and achieve the pollinization needed to keep growing plants naturally and organically. We know that GMO pollen harms benign insect species. There was a study published in the journal Nature some years ago which showed GMO pollen was what was killing off the monarch butterflies. But with regard to the idea that one quarter of the bees died over the winter, I think this article was written by somebody who doesn't really understand bees, because during the winter, the drones are ejected from the hive to conserve food. That's part of the natural bee process. The male drones are simply kicked out. So the hive's population is going to drop, and then the following spring, when there are plenty of flowers and pollen to feed them, new males are created. So we have to be very, very careful about what's going on. Story over in Blacklisted News. Scientists are creating new incurable diseases in the labs. Not exactly sure why. Certainly there's a lot of biological weapons research. We have to wonder if they are so desperate to sell us new cures, they're going to come up with new diseases. And it wouldn't be the first time. I remember reading about a case, and this happened back in the early 1900s, where this county arrested and jailed three doctors for intentionally starting a flu epidemic in their county in order to have patients come in and spend money to get cured. So it has happened before. Now, this story is focusing, of course, on the swine flu, H1N1, that had been gone for 20 years, and all of a sudden it reemerged in 1977. Same strain from the 1950s, like it had been frozen in a laboratory somewhere. And basically, it eventually came out that the late 70s flu outbreak likely resulted from a lowly lab worker's snafu. They dropped a test tube, which can happen. Or some executive took a test tube and threw it out in the parking lot to boost vaccine sales, because it's all driven by the money. And concern for the health of the American people is simply not a priority. In fact, a healthy America is bad for business. If you are all healthy, you're watching your nutrition, you're availing yourself of alternative cures, that whole medical industrial complex would collapse. They can't stand the idea that you might actually be healthy, or that you're using colloidal silver, or that you're able to treat gout with alkaline water. Their business model can't tolerate that. By the way, another story coming out of Activist Post. Apparently, there is has been in for quite some time a genetically engineered HIV vaccine. A new study published in Lancet reveals that this vaccine manufactured by Merck actually increased the chances that you would contract HIV. Let me run that by you one more time. Merck came out with this genetically engineered HIV vaccine, supposedly to protect you from that disease, and people who got the vaccine were more likely to come down with HIV. It's like this mumps outbreak in New York, where they're out there saying 90% of the people who got the mumps had had the vaccine. At the very least, it's not working, if not outright causing these illnesses. Now, remember, the bill that created the Department of Homeland Security included a rider permanently indemnifying vaccine manufacturers from lawsuits arising from bad product. They have absolutely no incentive to worry that much about the safety and efficacy of their products. It's just whatever they can convince you to pump into your arm, that's what they're going to sell you. Now, Dakota Dunes-based Beef Products Incorporated has sued ABC News for $1.2 billion over the ABC network calling their the lean, finely textured beef product pink slime. And I don't think it actually originated with ABC. It's just anybody who saw a photo of it, that's what it looks like. And BPI is alleging that public rejection of the pink slime led to a loss of business, plant closings, and layoffs because people were not were concerned about whether the product was safe or not. And they're using as their argument in the lawsuit, the FDA has deemed the product safe to eat, which doesn't mean a darn thing in this day and age. And there are reasons. Looking at this lean, finely textured beef, there's a lot of chemicals used in that process. And ultimately, it is the right of the people to know whether what they're putting in their mouth or shooting into their bloodstream is safe. And people have a right to choose for themselves what products they will avail themselves on. If we're a free people, we can decide what we want to eat, what medications we want. And commerce should remember that old axiom, the customer is always right, and say, if this is what the people want to buy, let's sell it to them. Instead of the current attitude of, this is what we want to sell to make the most money, and we will force the public to buy it. Good example would be monosodium glutamate. A lot of people do not want monosodium glutamate. It causes a lot of symptoms in people. In myself, it's a migraine trigger. And reading those labels trying to avoid monosodium glutamate is very hard because they've got about 30 different euphemistic names that they put in there to try and conceal the fact that what they're talking about is monosodium glutamate. Hydrolyzed soy protein. In infamous case here, it was simply called enzymes. They don't want you to know. And every time a food additive is proven to be harmful, they'll rename it so they can go on selling it. High fructose corn syrup, they want to rename it corn sugar. Aspartame, they want to rename it amino sweet. They don't want to fix the problem. They don't want to stop using a harmful product. They just want to go on selling what they've been selling in order to make more money and lie to you, the American public, to get you to go along. And at some point, I would hope that all of America would stand up and say, I will not be lied to anymore. When you lie to me, that's the end of it. I don't listen to you anymore. I don't buy your product. I don't obey your orders. I don't pay your bills. I don't send my kids to die in your wars. I will not live with a government that lies to us. Period. End of discussion. Better no government at all than a government that's lying to us. So, all right, we're coming up on another break here. And when we come back, a little bit of news from the world of science and some new developments coming in from Ukraine as well. So we're going to take a break here. I got about 10 seconds to fill until the music starts showing up here. And so 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It was an awkward pause. I didn't have something I could fit in there. Anyway, here's the music. We'll be back soon.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order.
and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Get you up, and there's drugs to help you get down. There's drugs you get from a doctor, and there's drugs you get downtown. There's drugs that help your hearing, even drugs that help your sight. And there's drugs that help you think that every little thing is gonna be alright. Smoke and steam and even shots, pills, capsules, little drops.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Last segment of our program here today on this Tuesday. And I spotted this story a while back in Daily Mail. And the headline is this proof that life once flourished on Mars? Clay-like mineral found on the red planet can be created by microbes. And they're talking about this mineral, stevensite, which is actually used in a lot of cosmetics, all the way back to ancient Egypt. And scientists have discovered that this mineral on Earth is created by microbial activity. Before it had been thought it's just sedimentary whatever. Now they're realizing it is a waste product from these organisms, and they have identified the exact same mineral on the planet Mars. Now, of course, on the 13th of June, Dr. Gilbert Levin will be our on-air guest talking about the Viking life sciences and some of the weird behavior we're getting out of the people running Curiosity. And Dr. Levin is of the opinion these strange little blueberries, these spheres that are found all over the surface of Mars, may well be the remains of bacterial colonies that form crusts around themselves. And we have bacterial colonies that do that right here on Earth. Now, the official NASA declaration is they're hematite. They were formed by running water. Never a straight answer. Now, then there was this other weird story that came out in Russia Today, where NASA made an announcement that Curiosity may have transported Earth bacteria to Mars. Now, that's not without foundation. After Viking was declared to have found a lifeless Mars, NASA pulled back on the sterilization procedures for all subsequent Mars rovers and landers. Now, Curiosity, because it was going to sort of re-verify the life sciences results from Viking, went through a sterilization, mostly a chemical wipe down. But this new study indicated there are 377 strains of bacteria that could survive the sterilization process used on Curiosity and have survived the trip from Earth to Mars. They're really rugged little critters here. And I think what's going on here, remember after Curiosity landed, it had been there for about 2 weeks, and we were getting all these rumors of a tremendous discovery that was going to change the science textbooks to be announced next week. 1 week later, nothing. It simply vanished. Now, I think we're being given the Marco Polo treatment. And by that I mean when Marco Polo first returned from the Far East, the ruling class in Europe, especially the church, were absolutely terrified of what was going to happen to their society when they learned there was this amazing advanced culture far to the east that didn't even know about Jesus or church rule. And so after Marco Polo got back to Europe, he was not only ridiculed and smeared, he was thrown in prison by the Dominicans to keep word of what he'd found from leaking out, out of fear that it would transform society, change people's perceptions and priorities to a point that couldn't be controlled. And I have to wonder if the same attitude has pervaded the U.S. government and NASA, because the labeled release experiment that Dr. Levin designed on Viking showed a positive result indicating microbial activity in the soil. But NASA went with the gas chromatograph mass spectrometer result, which said no organic molecules, to say there's no life there. We know now that the high content of perchlorates in the Martian soil would have prevented the GCMS from ever returning a positive result. It was a false negative. But NASA to this day still maintains, ignore LRE, GCMS tells us there's no life on Mars. So now we have this strange thing about a science book rewriting discovery on Mars that went away, and now they're hemming and hawing and saying, well, there was life on Mars at one point because of this mineral we've discovered, but it, you know, if we find life there now, it's been brought from Earth. And I think that what's going on is our present government is very concerned that if there were confirmation of alien life on other worlds, it would change the perceptions of all humanity and take it in directions that are not suitable to the private central bankers and the warmongers. If we found out for an absolute fact there's life out there on other worlds, we might say, I want to put down the guns and the bombs. Let's find out who else is out there. Can't imagine why they would want to come bother visiting us. Apologies to Stephen Hawking. But it might change our core values, perceptions, and beliefs to a degree that it would make it far more difficult for the current regimes around the world to keep us under control. And so I think what's happening is NASA's looking for a way to say that, yes, we got a positive result for life on the Curiosity rover, but it probably just hitchhiked from Earth. And it's the kind of never a straight answer behavior that we've gotten from NASA all through these years. I remember my science fair project in high school regarding tektites, and I concluded tektites did not come from the moon because they contained far more water than NASA said the returned moon rocks from Apollo did. Then we find out years later the Apollo moon rocks were found to contain water, and NASA said, oh, no, we know the moon is dry. It must be a lab contaminant. And they changed the final report to say lunar rocks are completely anhydrous. And now subsequent spacecraft have confirmed that fine crystalline lattice is able to hold water, liquid water, through capillary action against the vacuum of space. We have seen so many calamities that come about from politicians who think politics ought to trump science, human-caused global warming being the most severe embarrassment so far. And I know I get a lot of emails saying, you're attacking science when you attack global warming. No, I'm attacking the politicalization of science. And we're still seeing it. We're still seeing a government convinced that they can lie to us about everything and get away with it. And no, they can't any longer. All right, a couple of headlines before we end the show. Will summer gas prices crush the consumer? Of course, we know that it's traditional during summer and people want to do driving, tours and trips, gas prices will go up. But there's an interesting statistic. Apparently, since the crash of 2008, gasoline usage by the American consumer has dropped by more than half. And I'm sure a large part of that has to do with people who are no longer driving to work every single day. But it obviously indicates also a plummet in gas tax revenues, which is why now they're out there talking about a per-mile tax on people. The whole system shutting down. Retail Mageddon. Over in the European Union, they're now trying to spin the defeat of the globalists in the EU elections as somehow the fault of Russia. You know, that these parties that want to get away from the European Union, they long to be tied to Russia. And maybe they do. Russia's got a solid economy. But they're just trying to spin their defeat away to say it's got no, the European people still believe in the European Union and the European Central Bank. It's somebody else's fault. I'm already seeing articles come out in response to Chuck Schumer's claiming that the Senate can pass a bill to modify the First Amendment, and no, we can't. That Bill of Rights is non-negotiable, and any government not complying with that Bill of Rights is not legitimate. It is not legal. And we, the American people, have to stand firm on that, or the next generation is going to inherit a dictatorship. The very kind of dictatorship the Founding Fathers tried to avoid with that Bill of Rights and the Constitution. Another article, this is coming over from wakeupfromyourslumber.com. The rapprochement between Russia and China, dangerous for the dollar. We've been saying exactly the same thing. Apparently here in the United States of America, and this is reported at Patriots Rising, the median pay for a corporate CEO has just crossed $10 million per year. So the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting laid off. Activists are in the Baltimore area are calling for a change to the city's police department's taser policy. Apparently over in Baltimore, the attitude seems to be tase first and ask questions later. And apparently this follows the death of George King, 19-year-old, who was hit with a taser by officers inside of the MedStar Good Samaritan Hospital and died. Remember, we had a cardiac expert on the show who said if that taser jolt hits you at the right point in the heart cycle, your heart will stop. These are not non-lethal. There's the music. It's time for me to get out of here and get some errands done with the rest of the day. We will be back tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay informed, stay skeptical, make good choices. Please donate to Republic Broadcasting. I cannot tell you how important it is that you keep us on the air. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.